good to be here with you at Mountain View, my first time, and my first time also at your young adult weekend, is that what you call it? Yeah. And it was good. It's good to fellowship. It reminds me of the days when I used to be at college. And it's good for us to be concentrated, to be immersed in the Word of God. And we need to open our thoughts, our minds, and explore what the Scripture has to say to us. You know, over the years, we develop our own thoughts and our own philosophies, and sometimes it is not the same as what the Scripture says. And we need to open our minds and what the Scripture says to us to take it in. Because, you see, we are serving the Lord Christ. And nothing that we receive apart from what He has given to us will be satisfactory to Him as we would seek to serve Him. We have looked at the Lord Jesus as a sign. We've seen His humiliation, His exaltation. We've also seen Him as the stone, the one rejected of men, but the one who is exalted by God. Now we'd like to look at Him in Isaiah chapter 8. Now I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. I'm not going to look them all up, but it's good if you can make a note of them, and in your own time you can go over them. I find that when I do that, usually that's when I really get to understand what it is that has been presented. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14. Or perhaps we'll read chapter 7 and verse 14 first. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And the part I want is just this last part of the verse. And shall call His name Emmanuel. And shall call His name Emmanuel. And chapter 8 and verse 14. I'm falling off this. And He shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin or a trap, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And the part of that verse I really want to and He shall be for a sanctuary. Now, the word, and shall call His name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And then we have, and He shall be for a sanctuary. And this is what we'd like to look at this evening. He shall be a sanctuary. What is a sanctuary? The dictionary meaning gives us a place of worship or holy place. What does the Scripture say about it? If we look at Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instructions thereof, even so shall ye make it. And here we have the Lord giving us the whole, in verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. And the sanctuary is a place that the Lord dwells. And later on, we read it is also, He also says that He will meet them there. verse 22, when he gives them the pattern of the ark, he said, "And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat." And so he gives us the definition. The sanctuary is one, where the Lord dwells, and two, where he will meet us. And now as this unfolds, we'll see how important it is to see that the Lord Jesus is the true sanctuary. The place that God dwells, therefore, what is the character of such a place? I think we can safely say that if holiness will characterize that place, holiness, being set apart for God. Also, it's a place that is suitable for the divine presence. It's a place that Christ, where Christ is the center, where Christ is the center. He's the center of God's counsel, and we see him there as that center. We see him, by him the worlds were made. We also see that all things subsist by him, that is, all things are held together. And we also see him in redemption. He is the Redeemer. And we, in the end, all judgment is committed unto him. And so we see him in all that God is doing. He is the center of God's counsels. He is the object of God's love. In John 1 and verse 18, we read of the one who is in the bosom of the Father, which brings out the whole thought of him being the object of God's love. The scripture tells us that God is love, and the object of that love, firstly, is the relationship between the Father and the Son. And he is the delight of God. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 30, we read that he was as one brought up with him, and he was daily his delight. And of course, later on, while he was here on earth, God could have exclaimed, or from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He is the delight of God, daily his delight. And so, for an earthly people, before the Lord Jesus came into this world, God had set up a sanctuary for his earthly people. And this sanctuary was an earthly sanctuary. And with this, we read in Hebrews chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 10. What we want to do now is to compare the earthly sanctuary and the heavenly sanctuary. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 10, we read of the earthly sanctuary, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. And so we have an earthly sanctuary which the Lord had established. And it was for an earthly people. Therefore, for an earthly people, it had a lot of physical and earthly things that are involved. Because the earthly people did not have what we have now. Because as heavenly people, we have the indwelling Spirit of God.